When we participate in the baptism with Jesus Christ, we are buried with him. And we go participate in all our lives day by day until the consummation with our own death. But that is just the beginning. The last is the participation in the glory of the resurrection. The death of Christ is a mystery halfway, because it's just the beginning. We participate of the destiny, the complete and total destiny with Christ. Like in the language of St. Paul, if the head dies, so also the members. And if the head resurrects, the body, the members of the body are going to resurrect it too. So if our Lord Jesus Christ is resurrected, the resurrection of the members is just a matter of time. St. Paul reminds us that we need to taste, to flavor, the things that are above, the things that come from heaven, and not the things of this earth. And he gave an explanation for that. He said, if you are dead with the Lord, so your life is hidden with Christ in Jesus. And all of that until Jesus Christ is manifested in our lives. These words have no mystery at all. We know that we need to look for the things of heaven and not for the things of this earth. Stressing, above all, the looking for the things of heaven, because where our treasure is, there will be our heart. And this is the task of our entire lives. We need to fight constantly. So all the hardships and joys of this life do not cloud our main goal, what is essential. All our business on this earth are good in the same way they are for God. But we have the risk, there's a danger, that we can put what is in the background into the front page, or what is an add-on in the first place. So the objective, the goal of our daily duties, need to be put our hearts, our lives, our minds in the presence of the Lord. We need to fight continuously every single day to live in the presence of the Lord, to have that strong desire to spend some time with the Lord, looking for the time to have a moment of prayer, the desire for live more profoundly, more seriously, and understanding better the Mass, what happens there, and looking for our conversion, our change, our holiness. And we need to ask ourselves, what made me happy during the day? Is the resurrection a joy for me or not? So what made me happy during the day? A video game? Success, work, study, this or that? Because humans, we tend to settle for very little or less than we should. And we think that our lives is enough, our happiness is enough, and this can prevent us from tasting, for looking for the things of heaven, starting on this earth, that are the only one who fill up our hearts. A good movie can give us a good time, a good memory for a while. The same with the food, or so many things of this earth. But the things that completely fill up the heart of man is the crazy, crazy love for our Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to look for these moments of being in prayer with the Lord. A beautiful prayer is something that will remind all our lives, that special moment. But a beautiful prayer is not completely necessary in our life. A prayer is what is necessary in our lives. Even when we go to prayer and we are so tempted, so tired, so many things, we have been by the Lord, with the Lord. So that should make us happy. The kind of joy that you can feel in prayer, what you can find in prayer, when the Lord can teach you in the time of prayer, is something that is impossible to communicate, to tell, to describe. Or you have experienced it by yourself, or you never will do. But we need a training. We need to go little by little, training ourselves in this, using time, looking for time to be with the Lord. So we can taste the things of heaven starting on earth. Because the things of earth were created by God. You can look for them, you can taste them, but in due place. Due time and due place. Because all the things of this earth are connected, are related to things in heaven. St. Paul reminds us, no matter if we live or die, eat or sleep, we can always do everything in the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. But we need to look and put the stressing on the things of heaven. The things of earth have a value, but they are referred and oriented to the things of heaven. No one except the saints has enjoyed so much the things of this earth, but at the same time, with the heart and mind always in heaven. Remember St. Francis of Assisi, who was walking in a forest, seeing a little bird, just hearing the waters of the river, and he remained always about the Lord. And he started doing prayer right there, in the middle of that. The graces of God are all around us. But we need to remember, all these things need to speak to us about heaven, about the things of heaven. The supernatural joy that is in the things of heaven and the natural joy that are in the things of this earth, both go hand by hand. And actually, you need to leave one in order to leave the other, like all the saints normally do. Monsignor Escrivá de Badaguer says, when you're sad, it's because there is an obstacle between you and God. And that is precisely a whole treatment, a whole book about how we need to live on this earth. If we are joyful, it's in the Lord. So every time we are sad or moody, no, or anything like that, it's because there's an obstacle between God and us. This world is a stage where there's a combat, the combat of our lives to become more like Jesus Christ. St. Paul said that is a strong phrase. You have died to the things of this earth since your baptism. So we die to the things of this earth, but that doesn't mean that we are indifferent to the things of this world. No one can love so much the world, but being so close to God like the saints. So even when we look like death to the world, really, we are completely alive. Because, like St. Paul says in the letter to Colossians, our life is hidden in Jesus Christ, in God. And until our life disappears and is dissolved, and only the life of Jesus Christ appear. That is the sense of this. It's not I who live, but Christ who live in me. And our lives is hidden in Christ, in Jesus, in Christ in God. It's a strong expression. It's too big, but never too big for a Christian. Because God is that generous with us. The resurrection precisely tell us about this. We were called to things of heaven, and we have the grace of God always with us. It's a task, it's a fight, it's complicated, but the grace of God is always with us. And we have all these longings of holiness waiting for us. And it's good to have them. It's possible to have them. Could be a pity that we become like the world and sometimes our own church, that is too worried about the things of this earth. Gospel sometimes is reduced to talk about the progress, about food, about politics, about peace, about economics, and the things of heaven are not preached anymore. We talk a lot about the living in peace with the neighbors, but we are not preaching about the things of heaven, the taste of heaven, the prayer, the meaning of and the profundity of the Eucharist, God, the cross, the sense of our suffering on this life. We are passing by. This is not our homeland. And suffering, even when it's there, teaches us what is important in life. And suffering is for a short time. It's a mean for God to teach us to taste and to see the things of heaven starting on this earth. Please stand.